Thanks for downloading this episode of Leadership Bites with Pastor Brian Dahlman. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy Jones, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I want to tell you, something crept up on me recently.
Oh, okay.
A person was put up on our stage at our church and given a microphone.
Yep.
But I had not thought about that particular person yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the whole thing surprised me. Took me by surprise.
Yeah.
I knew that they had potential, but if it was left up to me, I probably would have waited another year or two or maybe even three.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's my daughter, Asha, who's 13.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, actually, I think it's been a couple of times. She was up there doing maybe a call to worship, a, you know, introduction set up for worship. And also just recently on the worship team.
Yeah. She was up there the whole time.
Yeah. So who made that decision?
I don't know. I would assume our team that does, you know, worship on Wednesday nights.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming Rachel Rosales,
okay,
another young leader herself,
yeah. Yeah.
Right? But I think that's, you're kind of a victim of your own culture here.
Victim of my own culture.
Yeah, you like kind of set yourself up here.
Yeah. All right. So. Well, I'm just checking in with you because you're in charge of that area,
mm-hmm,
and those mm-hmm teams. So,
yeah.
But you didn't make the call. Someone else made mm-hmm the call.
Right.
Who is younger than you.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember this, but a few years ago, our network of churches had a conference.
Yeah.
And there was this, like, opening night service, I think, mm-hmm, that was, in quotes, the young leaders' night.
Yes. I remember.
Yeah, I just mm-hmm remember being so upset and agitated because everyone I saw that was being highlighted up on the stage was 40-ish. I was like, I wasn't even 40 at the time. And I'm thinking, what the heck? Like, they're putting people like me up there,
uh-huh,
and I'm not a young leader. Like,
right,
what is going on here? I just thought, what the heck? And that brings me to the point, my story about my daughter being up on stage surprising me, and this network conference story of Young Leaders Night, that when you think young leader, stop and then think younger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It happens to all of us. We have to do that. We've got it. Whatever you think of when you think of young leader, stop yourself and then go younger. So this is something that we do believe in. When you said I'm a victim of my own culture, it's one of our culture statements,
mm-hmm,
that we believe in empowering the next generation. And I'm really excited about having one of our younger leaders on our team, DJ Marin, up on a Sunday, not just hosting and helping, but actually bringing the sermon.
Mm-hmm.
Super excited. Looking forward to that. In fact, I wanted to read some of the text messages that we had back and forth about this.
This will be good.
Yeah. This is from me. Hey, I want you to do something. Preach at Northwest Life on Sunday, August 17th. Okay. There was a long time before he responded, so I wrote, okay. And then I get back from him, whoa. And then I said, I'm excited for you. And he said, are you sure? And I said, haha, yes. And he replied, I don't know. I mean, of course, but I can do it in 2015. That's like, whoa. And I said, got to start. You're ready. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for you. Mm-hmm. Northwest Life needs you. Time to take a crack at it. Hmm. And he says, all right. And then gives me a bunch of emojicons, which I don't know what they mean. So I wanted to give you just a few thoughts on working with young leaders. And I think premise of this is that you have to believe in them,
mm-hmm,
or else they won't end up hanging with you. They will go where someone else does believe in them.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be a sports team, or it might be the club scene, or somewhere else other than where you are. But they will go to where they are believed in. So believing in them means giving them opportunities before they are technically ready. Good job, youth team, mm-hmm, for putting my daughter up there and surprising me, because I think that fits what I'm talking about before they are technically ready. Believing in them means that you know that they will fail and make messes, but you're deciding ahead of time that's okay. That's the cost, and it's worth it. And it's just the cost of believing in young people, and it's totally worth it.
Hmm.
Believing in them means allowing them to be themselves. This isn't about making clones. It's about empowering them, who they are. And I think it's a tough one because I think Paul Scanlon talked about this when he was with us recently about our tendency towards manufacturing versus agriculture. But we've got to nurture who they are and watch them grow in front of us. Believing in them means letting them into your world, like your home and your life, just opening up and letting them in. I think sometimes maybe the hard part, the hang up, is the age difference. Like, you know, am I just supposed to be friends
with
them?
What are we going to talk about?
Yeah. Just do it anyway. Open up your life and your home to them. Believing in them means giving them the power to make decisions. You empower them, which is different than just giving them a task to perform. And that's the scary part. Like, you're in charge. You know, you make the
decision. It's your thing.
Yeah. Last one, believing in them means saying it. I believe in you. It's time. You're ready. And so are you. So let's do this. So that's what we are committed to here at our church. And I think it's an important value that we do believe in the next generation. And that we're going to work with young leaders, really young leaders, not just 40-ish leaders. Amen, so be it. Go do it.
Make sure to check back next week for another installment of Leadership Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dahlman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.